Pastor will say, let's begin. So a little bit of a chazara from what we did last week. So remember, again, last week we began this Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. So just a quick chazara of what we accomplished last week. So the Mechaber began by highlighting the idea that a person has to ask themselves a basic question in life, which is, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mi'imach. A person has to ask, you know, as I pointed out last week, many Musar Sfarim begin with the same basic question, which is, Machal Vaso Ba'olama, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? I'm here for a purpose. What is it that the Ribono Shel Olam needs me to do? So that was the first thing we spoke about last week. And the Mechaber also explained that in order to answer that question, there are a series of steps. First step is a person has to be bone esatzmo. A person has to build himself. How does a person build himself? So the Mechaber pointed out last week, through the performance of mitzvos. And we discussed that, you know, in general, when you ask people, if you ask like a Jewish person on the street, what's your purpose in this world? So very often we'll answer, my purpose is to do mitzvos. So the Mechaber pointed out that is not a fully complete answer. Because yes, my purpose is to do mitzvos, but mitzvos are not an ends. Mitzvos are a means. Mitzvos are the way in which we build ourselves. Remember again, the Mechaber pointed out that each and every mitzvah contributes to the building of the totality of a person in a different way. And the goal of life is to try to figure out what are my weak spots? What are the parts that I really need to build? And which mitzvos correspond to those particular building blocks that I need? And we ended off last week in section base, speaking about the idea that in order to go forward in the Sefer, you know, it's interesting, in all of Rav Schwartz's Sfarim, he always has points where he pauses and he says, look, if you're going to continue to learn this, you have to commit to the following. Because if you're not going to commit to the following, then there's no reason to go on. It becomes an exercise in futility. And the truth is, it's actually very refreshing to learn a Sefer like that, because we all know, a lot of times, we have all, over our lifetimes, amassed a voluminous amount of information. And yet, we know deep down that sometimes the reason why that information does not make a dent in who I am and what I am and how I live is because, the truth is, I really have not yet made a commitment to do something. I want to learn, I'm interested. It's, you know, I often say that the greatest challenge we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that, you know, we love God. We love God. Just the difference is we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you, but I think we should see other people. You know, I'm not ready to settle down yet. I'd like to play the field a little bit more. I'd like to kind of see what's out there. I love you. Don't get me wrong. You're my God. And at the end of the day, I know I will come back to you, but I'm just not ready to commit. That's, if you want to get to the core of our spiritual problems we have, it's an inability to fully and wholly commit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribono Shel Olam is there, he's ready, he's willing, he loves us, he wants, you know, a spiritually monogamous relationship, just me and him. It's me who has the commitment issues. And therefore the Mechaber ended off by saying last week that if we're going to go forward with this theme, we have to be makabel that life is about work. Remember, again, we pointed out life is not, vacations are good and relaxation is good, but that's not what we work towards. Those things are important. Rest and relaxation is important because it enables us to work harder afterwards. You know, it's the beautiful thing about Yiddishkeit is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you could enjoy anything and everything you want in the world. You just have to know why you're using it, and you have to make sure you're using it for some higher purpose. So there's nothing wrong with taking a beautiful, nice vacation. It's wonderful. You just have to ask yourself, why are you doing it? If it's because that, this is what life is all about, then I've missed the boat. But if it's because I realize I need to recharge, because if I recharge, I could be even stronger in my avoda, whatever that avoda may be, then suddenly again, that vacation becomes mamish melech ha-shamayim. Then suddenly it becomes a spiritual activity. So the Mechaber says that in order to really get the most out of this safe, we have to accept upon ourselves that life is all about work. And here's the other caveat, which is it never gets easier. The more successful you are, the harder it gets. The more successful you are, the greater the challenges are. And of course, that's the great anomaly in Judaism, because everything else in life that you do, the more proficient you become in it, the easier it becomes. So if I learn to swim, so the more I practice swimming, the easier swimming becomes. And even in our life relationships, you know, again, a person starts out, let's say, in marriage, and a person at first doesn't know what to do or what to say or how to say it or when to say it. And over time, a person hopefully, learns these, over a lot of time, a person learns these things. And but it's interesting that the one thing in life that does not become any easier is my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes it's just even the opposite. Sometimes even the more that I grow, and the harder I try, the more intense the challenges have become. And that's by design. That's because l'maisa, at the end of the day, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about work. So with that, let's pick up with Gimel. So we're on page Vav. Now I think we all have the same, in the one volume also, it's bottom of page Vav?
Thanks.
You're bottom of page Gimel. Okay, so all right. So good. And the two, good. All right, but you're following. Good. So paragraph Gimel. Im nas, so I'll say, this is really going to blow you away. It says, nascho v'nishla b'nei adam. If you ask people, manir la b'hashkaf rishona, be'eza inyan kedai v'nocho l'haskho b'avodas Hashem. So I'll say, very important question. If you ask most people, you know, so how do you start to begin to build a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or better stated, what's like the first step in Avodas Hashem? What's the first step in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mayi hanakuda rishona, sheniris lo, page zayin, shekedai avuro lahaschil ba es avodos kono, lefi matzavo ata. I want to forge a beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where should I start? Where should I begin? Ha'echad yashiv, shenira lo, sheyesh lo chalishus b'hasmadas ha-Torah. So what will happen if I ask one guy, so we'll call him Reuven. If I ask Reuven, so Reuven will tell me, you know what? My weakness is in hasmadas ha-Torah. And we'll say, how would you translate hasmada?
Fervor.
Fervor or like diligence. This, by the way, is one of our greatest challenges today because we are so distracted so easily by everything. So the notion of, if you think about it, like when was the last time you did something for a half hour block of time uninterrupted, right? Whether that's have a conversation with someone, whether that's learn, whatever, it's just, we're not conditioned that way. We're checking, we're looking, we're doing. So a person might say, you know what? Now remember, we're trying to figure out where should I start my Avodas Hashem. So maybe Reuven will say, the place to start is Hasmadas HaTorah, because for me, that's my Achilles heel. The ability to have that intensity is very difficult. Ulefi mabato, zohi hanakuda harishona, sharo'i lo atzmo lahaschil la'amo ba'ulatakna. Because again, we'll call him Reuven. When Reuven responds that I want to begin with Hasmadas HaTorah, that's because what Reuven is focusing on is his area of weakness. So we assume that the first step for me to take in my Avodas Hashem is the area in which I am most weak. Hasheni Yashiv. So you ask a second person that same question, where should you start with your Avodas Hashem? And he'll say what? He'll say, that according to the way he perceives his situation, Hanakuda harifuya etzlo hu lashon hara. Another person will say, you know what? I think the area that I have to focus on is Lashon Hara. What? I will say, now again, what the Mechaber is driving at is, Hu margish shuhu lo nishar karay b'shmiras l'shono. Now, again, why did the first guy answer Hasmada, and why did the second guy answer Lashon Hara, in terms of where they should start with their Avodas Hashem? Why did they give those answers? Why those particular places? Because that's where they feel their weaknesses. What the Mechaber is driving at is, if you ask most people, where do you think you should begin your Avodas Hashem? So most of us will identify an area of weakness and will assume that's the place we need to start. He says, "Po v'sham yotzim mipiv dvarim shein ro'oyim motu la'amram," because the guy who's struggling with Lashon Hara will say, listen, if I'm honest with myself, every once in a while I slip up and I say things that are not appropriate. Hashlishi yashiv, if you ask a third person, where should you start with your Avodas Hashem? So what will he say? Yashiv shalafim ma'abatu amatzavo, hanekuda haru'uyilo litakono, hi shalom bayis. A third person will say, you know what, the area that I feel my Avodas Hashem has to start with is my Shalom Bayis. Zo nekuda shuchayiv l'shanos osa ubemehera. This is something I need to change, and I need to change it fast. En lo maspik savlanut klape b'nei habayis. I feel, you know what, I don't have enough patience for my family members. Hulo mishat from karoy. I don't engage them appropriately. Perhaps I don't meet their emotional needs in all the way that I should. And the Mechaber says, if you ask 10 people, you're going to get 10 different answers. as to where they should they feel they should start their avodas Hashem. V'imkein ra'oi lahashiv l'chol echad teshuva pratit l'fi matzavo. So we'll say again. So he's highlighting something very important over here, which is that in general, when we approach our avodas Hashem and we try to figure out where to start, we naturally assume that the place to start is the areas of self-identified weakness. And that's why, again, it's not one answer. Meaning, if you ask, where do you start for Avodas Hashem, you're going to have one answer. I'm going to have a different answer because, again, we each identify different weaknesses within ourselves. However, look what he says. V'imkein, roi l'hashiv l'chol echad, tshuva pratis l'fi matzavo. Therefore, it's right, every person really needs an individualized answer to be able to figure out where he should start in his Avodas Hashem. Ulam. Listen to this. Ha'emes einenu kein b'miduyak. However, this approach is not exactly correct. Elayesh nikudah sheroi lahaschil ba'etzel kol adam kim'at lo yoyotzi min haklal. Now I will say, what the Mechaber points out of it is I think such an amazing insight. He says, the problem with addressing Avodas Hashem in this respect is we've skipped a step. The Mechaber says there is a step to building a healthy spiritual self, to building a healthy sense of spiritual self, to building a healthy relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the same for all of us. There's a step before addressing my weakness. You know, it's a step before addressing my weakness. What does this mean? Paragraph Dalit. I will say, now this is going to be, I'm telling you now, is a life changer.
It doesn't set it up to look at your strengths. If you know what your weaknesses are, and you know they're weak, so take your strengths and really look at them, make sure that they're working correctly. And even that,
the Mechaber is going to say, is a little bit more advanced, because already what you've just done is you've personalized the process, which is good. But the Mechaber is going to suggest is there is a step that is applicable to all of us. Before we even get into our individual kohos, be them strengths or weaknesses, there's a step before that to lay a foundation that is the same across the board. And we don't know what that step is. But he's saying, you're right, strength is just the other side of the weaknesses coin. Meaning right after the person will tell you that I struggle with Lashon Hara, but I am good at Chesed. I am good at, maybe I have Asmada. So you're right. But even before all of the individualized pieces, there's something Mechara's just that goes across the board for all of us. So you also understand the style of the Sefer. It's only our second shiur. The style of the Sefer is, he throws a lot of things out like teaser, like sound bites, but doesn't give meaning, okay, so what is it? So where do I start? So it's not going to be so quick. There's a development of a theme. So look at Dalit. Kol echad ve'echad me'itanu. Listen to this. Nishlach min ha'olam ha'elyon la'olam hazeh. Both that each of us come from the olam ha'elyon. We come, our neshamas come from Shemaim. Misha zacha, I should say it differently. All of us come from the olam ha'elyon, the upper world, to this world. Misha zacha, nishlach lekan migan eden, umisha lo zacha, nishlach lekan migehenem. And I will say, now what does that mean? So what the Mechaber is talking about is the concept of Gilgal. You know, in general, we have this idea that the Zohar says that there are 600,000 Jewish souls. But obviously, Baruch Hashem, there are many, many more than 600,000 Jews. How do you reconcile those ideas? So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh explains that when it says there are 600,000 souls, there are 600,000, what you call, if you can imagine, like trunk souls, 600,000 primary souls. But if you can imagine that each of those souls is a trunk of a tree, then each of them have multiple branches. There are split-offs of those primary souls. Just as an aside, you know, we speak about the concept of a bashert. So what does bashert mean? Bashert means that my soul and my wife's soul are from the same trunk soul. That's what the concept of Bashert means. That we are connected because we come from this same spiritual origin, the same spiritual trunk soul. In any event, so what he's saying over here is, the other idea also is of Gilgal. So the same way that there are 600,000 souls, it means that souls are, for lack of a better term, I don't like the word reincarnated, because reincarnated, I always tell them, like a comeback like as a cat or something. So in general, we don't necessarily subscribe to that idea, but what the concept of Gilgal means is essentially souls are recycled, meaning that no soul finishes all of its work. Every single soul leaves something unfinished, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the problem with that, of course, is that if my neshama goes to Shemaim and it hasn't completed all of its work, I don't have the ability to reach the highest levels of Olam Haba. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He sends neshamas back, and sometimes he sends the same neshamas over and over and over and over. You know, the Arizal brings down, he says that Noach's neshama came back as Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama came back as Rabbi Akiva. So, you know, again, and if you think about it, because Noach, again, Noach was a personal tzaddik, he did not impact his world. So what was his tikkun? He came back as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the most selfless person that ever lived. But again, but yet even Moshe Rabbeinu's selflessness was capped. He comes back as Rabbi Akiva, who dies a Kiddush Hashem, the ultimate act of selflessness. So there are some neshamas that come back to this world from Olam Haba, because they reached higher levels but need to come back to do a little bit more work to get even higher. And there are some neshamas that are recycled from Gehenim. From Gehenim, which means again, Chas v'Shalom, a person did not do what they were supposed to do in life. They went to Gehenim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the neshama an opportunity to come back and to right the wrongs. Okay, Hatzad Hashavesh Bekulam Shekulanu Chazarnu Lekan LiOlam Hazeh LaAvod Esabori Yisbarach Shemo. But the common denominator, Rabbi says, so wherever our neshamas came from, whether my neshama came back from Olam Hazeh or my neshama came back from Olam Haba or my neshama came back from Gehenim, there is one common denominator, which is that we've all been placed back here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some way. Mahi hasiba shal ma'ana adam chazu Olam Hazeh. So we'll say, listen to this question. So if you now he's throwing a lot of information at us, but if you subscribe to this idea of Gilgul, which means that Rabbi says, all of us have neshamas that have been here before. And those neshamas have either have accomplished but haven't fully accomplished, or did not accomplish all need to accomplish. So why is my neshama back in my body again for who knows what number of time? Why is it here? So the simple answer is, yesh, let's listen to this. So what? Well, there is no simple answer. Why is it back?
A lot of responsibility.
It's a huge amount of. That's why he said, again, remember, that's why he said, if I'm not willing to work, he said, you know, maybe we should learn something else. But, you know, this is, he gave us the warning. So look what he says. Listen to this. Yesh b'nei Adam sheshanu v'karu b'svar makedoshin. There are some people that have learned, that have read Svar makedoshin. Svar makedoshin usually refers to Hasidic literature, Kabbalistic literature. V'ra'u es hamavur b'hem. And in the Svar makedoshin, it explains why a neshama comes back. Shekol Adam chazar letakin lefachos chait echad. But say, listen to this. You know why my neshama came back? My neshama has been here, all of our neshamas have been here in this world, who knows how many times. So why is it back? So it's quite possible that it's back, maybe just to fix one avera. That it could be that whoever had my neshama previously was deficient in a particular area. That person did not rectify their challenges sufficiently. Therefore, my neshama is back because now it's my job to purify that neshama in that one area. Ubechet zeh. Iker nisyono, and that's what I will say. That chait, that particular avera, is my primary nisyon, my primary challenge. Vizehu iker tikuno b'olam hazeh. So we'll say, first of all, do you understand? Like something amazing comes out over here. You know, all of us, we all have our nisyonos, and the truth is, I would venture to say that for most of us, there's like one thing. You know, we might struggle with a lot of things, but there's that one thing that is an ongoing struggle. There is that one thing that no matter, you know, how many elul's go by, I keep on struggling with the same thing. The Mechaber posits that if you find yourself struggling with one thing, chances are what? That's the very thing that your neshama was brought back into the world to be metaking. It's not what I'm saying. It might not be our fault, but it's certainly our responsibility. I was stunned when I saw this, because sometimes like we wonder to ourselves like why we constantly struggle with certain things and why it is that we keep on struggling over and over and over and over. That no matter what happens, the struggle is always there. And the Mechaber says it's quite possible that that is the very thing that my neshama was brought back into this world to be metakin. If that is my Achilles heel, if that is my area of weakness, if that's my area of challenge, chances are that's the very thing that it's my life avoda to rectify. He says, "Aval be'emes, aval ha'emes, she'avoda sa'adam, af im nishlach letakin chait ploni yikidome." So we'll say, so again, so therefore, on one hand, I could, and now I will say, I just want to tell you something. I think it's such a different way to look at our challenges in life. And suddenly it becomes not just about struggling with an area of deficiency, but suddenly it's like a life mission. Like, I know, I finally know actually like why I'm here. I actually finally understand that question that I've always, what am I doing here? I understand it. Because if I look at my areas of challenge, that is why I'm here. I'm here to be attacking those things. But it says in the Chaber, don't get carried away. Ein avodaso matchila b'tikun achit. But that is still, that is not where the avoda of man begins. The avoda of man does not begin with the rectification of sin. Ela harbe kodem lochein. But again, like we said before, man's real life mission begins at a much earlier stage. Lucho. Tikun shayach kash, skip the parentheses. Tikun shayach kasher yesh bais. Umiskalkel bo doverma. Kikir. Deles ukidome azayt sarich kilkul zel tikun. So what he says, for example, if you need to fix something, you could only fix something that what? That exists. So for example, if I want to be metakin my bais, I want to be metakin my home, so I could only fix the home if what? If the structure of the home exists. Meaning to fix a door or to fix a window, if the home does not exist, I will say, again, essentially, the mashal that he's painting is like this. Sometimes our approach to spirituality is, we've already bought window dressings before we even laid the foundation. Right? I'm already attaching the door to the doorposts, and yet what? There's no structure in which to house everything. Says the Mechaber, Ulam, im ein bayis, if there's no home, ein klal tzarech letakin. If there's no home, there's nothing to fix. Tchila tzarech bayis, v'achar kach tzarech letakno. Such an amazing idea. So he says, you know, he got us very excited with this whole purpose of life thing over here. So now I know, again, my purpose of life, I'm a Gilgul, I'm a reincarnated soul, recycled soul. The areas that I struggle with are probably gufa the areas that I have to address in my spiritual life, but that's not where my avoda starts, because that's already in the realm of fixing. You can't fix anything until what? Until you've built your bias, until you've built your structure. You first need a life structure, a spiritual structure, and then you can figure out what needs to be addressed, what needs to be improved. Kein hadavar ba'avoda sa'olam ba'olam azeh kono. So too, this is the process when it comes to avoda sa'ashem in this world, when it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Af amnon, listen to this. Im yireh ta'adam latakin chet ploni yikidomeh. If a person begins his spiritual avoda by beginning to fix sinful activities, ein zos omeres shekol avodoso rak letakin chet ze ubaze mitchila avodoso maskila avodoso ubaze he mistayemes. So again, we make the mistake sometimes of thinking that the full extent of spiritual activity is identifying our faults, identifying our deficiencies, and fixing them. That can't be. Elokol adam nitzrach tchila livnos es atzmo. Every person has to begin by first building himself. Livnos b'nafsho binyan amiti shal avodas Hashem. A person has to begin by first what? By first building the structure of avodas Hashem. That is the first step. I have to build myself a bayis. Ula achar shishlo binyan amiti azay ikar avodaso letakin esachit shemachmaso nishlach le'ol mazeh. So listen to this. We're now beginning to get into the stages. Step one is I have to build a home. I have to build a structure. I have to build a life structure. Once I build the life structure, then we could figure out what needs to be fixed. Ulam, tchila tzarech binyan amiti, bina amiti b'nefesh. But first, I need a real spiritual structure. Binyan mutzak shel avodas Hashem, mitukenes uberura. A real structure of service of God that is strong and clear. Zos va'od, pamim sh'ad metakin asachit, bo pagam begilgul akodem, beregoim sipurim, v'chki kol chayad levatala. So listen to this. So what happens? He says, I'll tell you why this has to be true. Let's say I identify the areas of the deficiency that exist within me. And therefore, I know that those are the areas I have to fix based on previous Gilgulim. What happens once I fix them? That's it. I'm done. I mean, halavai, we should encounter this problem. Right? But that's it. So let's say I manage, I overcome everything, and I fix them. Is life then over? He says, lo v'lo, of course not. Ela bar hadavar, sha'al kol adam livnos es nafsho mirei sheva ad gemira. A person has to build his soul from beginning to end. Ubinosaf al kach, alav lasis sima slave miyuchades, L'chit shemach masal yarad chazar lahadin alma. And obviously, as I'm building my structure, I have to pay specific attention to what? Specific attention to the particular sin that obviously is my very reason for being here. Nimsa imkein, she'in haprat hayochid, hu ikar avodasa b'chol isu b'chol shah. So therefore, it turns out, Elo yesh siba kol ela sechol anivraim, madua him yardu kan li olam hazeh. So what this teaches us is that life is not just about rectifying my personal circumstances, but there has to be some type of almost unifying spiritual experience that is common for all men that creates meaningful life. Reish yisarech levaher mahi hasiba, v'kaasher hasiba tia brur la'adam, nitzrach shasiba zu techaya v'tamod l'neged enav b'chol isu v'chol shah. So both say the first step is I have to figure out why I'm here. Why I'm here, what is the siba, what is the reason? Once I identify what that reason must be in front of me at all times. V'zos mechivan shekorega ma meshuchai, siba sachayim berega zeh, hi asiba shetzara shetadrich eschayov. And therefore again, that reason informs every moment of my existence. Ulekach alav lachios im hasiba hazu yom yom shasha leregarim tivchanenu mamish, and that reason literally informs my day to day, hour to hour, moment to moment existence. Kilomar yedias hasiba ene yedia ba'alma, meaning that the knowledge of my purpose for existence is not just abstract knowledge. El yedia shekol tzuras hachayim tzricha lihios toemes liyediazu. But rather, again, it must be that this understanding informs the way every moment of life awareness. Ulekach b'chol rega mamish tzarech lahatim es hamachshavos hargoshos v'hamasim shel rega zeh l'siba. K'sheyeda v'yavin ha'adam esibas chayav. When a person finally comes to understand the reasons for his existence, yavin shegam tikono ha'prati shayech l'siba ha'kolelas. He will come to understand that his personal reasons for being here are the same as his, or related to his global reasons for being here. V'atikun ha'prati hu chelek min hasiba hakolelas. And the personal tikun is part of the general purpose. I will say, so what is the Mechaber saying? We'll stop over here for tonight, but what is the Mechaber teaching us? Really something absolutely amazing. He says very often we miss the mark a little bit. And we think that our avodas Hashem begins by addressing our shortcomings, you know, which is an understandable place to start, that we begin again to build our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. What are my weaknesses? Identify my weaknesses. Those are the areas I have to focus on. It says in Mechaber, no, that's called, we're going to call that the tikkun haprati, the individual tikkun, the individual fixing that has to get done for each of us. And Rabbi Sagan, we've seen now tonight that the area that I struggle with, chances are, that's the very reason that I am in this world to begin with. But before we even get to the tikkun haprati, it's what we have to work on something else called the siba hakoleles. Remember these phrases: tikkun prati, siba hakoleles. Siba hakoleles means what? I guess we'll give a good English translation for that. Would mean, I guess, the general purpose or the overarching, all-encompassing purpose. There is a greater purpose that each of us are here that, interestingly enough, seems to be the same for all of us. So our general purpose for being in this world is the same for each of us. After we establish that Siba HaKoleles, helps us build our life bias, our life home. Once I identify the Siba HaKoleles, then what? Then that allows me to do what? That allows me to identify the Tikkun HaPrati, that allows me to identify the personal things that have to be worked on. Those are the windows I have to fix. Those are the doors I have to fix. That's the paint that's peeling that I have to touch up. That's the window dressing that needs to be put up. That's the tikkun haprati. But I can only address the tikkun haprati, the individual challenges, after I identify the siba hakoleles, the overarching general reason and purpose for existence. So obviously, we have not identified what that siva. Again, remember, listen, this is a very methodical sefer. So the reason why it's methodical is because the first thing he does is he lays out the process. We don't know what anything means yet, but at least we know what the process is. I know that there's a tikkun prati. I know that there's a siba hakoleles. each of us can probably begin to identify what our tikkun haprati is, but to see b'hakolales, which is this thing, this general purpose, it allows me to build my life by my life structure, and Meretz Hashem will focus on next week. All right.
Cliffhanger.
So once you get that, once you get the general global purpose,